I have come to lead you to the other shore, into eternal darkness, into fire, and into ice. Welcome to St. Paxton, a narrative real play podcast created by friends to explore humanity and endure horror. A world where you can try anything.
Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of Welcome to St. Paxton. I am your game master, Veronica.
I'm Stacy and I play Bellamy.
I'm Michael and I play Todd B.
I'm Steph and I play Clara Carter.
My name is Fred and I play Edward.
So I can tell by the sound of Stacy's voice that she's extremely uncomfortable that we didn't talk about the name change before we did it. And it makes me...
That is literally how I say my name all the time.
In the most uncomfortable fashion. My name is Stacy.
Well, no, actually, I think it was because normally you say, oh, and who else is here with me? And you didn't.
I know. I was waiting for that, too.
I was like... So she unmuted it, and she was like, fuck, do I go?
Yeah. Look, she said she was coming up with a new intro with a new name, so that's how she does it now, guys.
Listen, this is season two. Season two doesn't do season one's goofs, okay?
Oh, no.
Come on. We are in deep shit then, because we like to call back.
It's so hard not to.
Oh, God. It's been so many years since we recorded this podcast. I'm so excited to be back with you. I hope you enjoyed the prologues. So let's get back into St. Paxton. Bellamy, hey. So I'm going to leave you alone, but are you going to, like, stay awake?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Don't go to sleep. And, here, have some peppermint tea.
Yeah, peppermint tea. Just, you can just put it right there. It's fine.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna go call everybody. Bye.
Bye.
You hear, like, squeaky noises as Nighthawk runs out of your hospital room and down the hall.
Todd, Science Officer Masada Lago, may I help you?
When did you start answering the phone like that? It's good, I like it.
I've been doing this for some time. It's the first time rang, actually.
What? That is completely untrue. That guy Sam is always calling the house to talk to you. It's normally that I'm there answering the phone. That's probably it, yeah.
Oh.
That's not how I answer the phone. Did you want me to start answering the phone like that? Because I can. I'll call myself a science officer any day.
Yeah, that's fine. I feel like I can delegate that.
Okay. Okay.
All right, well, it was nice chatting with you.
Yeah, same. Oh, shit! Todd!
Oh, what?
Bellamy's awake. Probably should have led with that.
Oh, really?
Bye!
Whoa. So, like, is she, like... awake, like, can accept visitors, or is she, like, that's still super groggy, so I can go and, like, mess with her a little bit, like, I don't have a leg or something?
I'm hanging up now.
Okay.
You could probably get a good goof on her. Bye.
Thank you. I go start working on a leg prosthesis.
Do you tell anyone?
No, I have to work on the leg.
Okay, well, it's a six. It's a six.
I will put 1 point. Oh my god, a five.
Okay. You go downstairs into the fully stocked woodworking shed, and you are able to create a really nice leg. It takes hours and hours on the lathe for you to make this beautiful wooden leg, a very shapely leg. It's a masterpiece, definitely. However, Edward and Clara, there's a lot of noise coming from the basement for hours.
What do you think that noise is?
You know, I was just going to shrug it off as Todd being Todd, but now I'm kind of getting curious, so.
Yeah, we should probably get up anyway.
I mean, who knows?
I mean, you've already watched the thing 1.5 times anyway, so why not?
Yeah, let's see what trouble he's getting up to.
As you walk down the stairs, you hear the phone ringing upstairs, but you have to make the decision. Are you going to go upstairs and answer the phone? It's all the way up there. Or are you just going to go see what Todd is doing?
Edward, go see what Todd's up to. I'll go get the phone.
Yeah.
And I'll run back upstairs. Hello, this is Clara.
Hey, are you guys coming?
Where?
To the hospital. See Bellamy.
Oh, is it time?
It's been time.
Well, no, we usually go a little later in the afternoon.
Oh, so you're going to wait until that?
During visiting hours?
Okay.
Were we supposed to come sooner today?
No, I mean, you could if you wanted to. I mean, I think it'd be cool I'm here, but yeah, it's fine.
Oh, no, I can come meet you. It's okay.
Goodbye. I'll just tell her you're busy.
Whoa. Wait. What? After hanging up the phone, I'm going to race downstairs to the other two.
Okay, I would imagine that you walk into this scene and I've got Edward trying to like tape my left leg up so that I can put on this prosthesis and it looks pretty legit.
Okay, wait, so here, put your leg like this and then just hold your leg back and I'll just start wrapping the tape around your thigh.
Okay, all right, how's that?
Yeah. Just hold it there.
Okay.
She is gonna flip.
Right?
When she thinks that you lost your leg. Wait, how did you lose your leg?
Boating accident.
Like, what do you mean? Like a shark attack?
Like a shark. Because, like, so, you know, I like those high-speed adventures. So me and Sam are just, like, racing high-speed boats. Because, you know, high-speed boats. You have to raise them. Then I hit like a reef. Do we have reefs here? I don't know. I hit shoals, right? Or a sandbar or something. And then I get thrown from the boat because I get thrown from things a lot. And I land in the water, but because I like cut my leg on the way exiting the boat, a shark comes and bam, and that's that.
Wait, hold on. So you're on like a sandbar, but your leg is in the water and then the shark comes up shallow?
I was trying to take a shortcut, but it was dangerous. And, you know, I just didn't do it right.
So you're in the water and you're just bleeding out now.
Yeah. And then shark just bam.
And that's when I come in.
Yes.
And I come and rescue you.
Yep. Absolutely.
Got it. Okay.
Ever the
that
hero.
Works.
What are you guys doing?
Isn't it great? Oh my god, look. Ah, my leg!
What? I don't even need to know. It's cool. I don't need to know. I got a call, a weird call from Nighthawk.
Oh, she call again?
Again?
Yeah, we're ready now.
Ready? Is Bellamy awake?
Yeah.
And you've been...
preparing the prank? Yes.
Oh my god, Todd. Can we go visit her now?
Would you want to wake up from a coma and not have us play a prank on you?
Look, Todd is missing a leg and we got to make sure that his prosthetic is attached so we don't have to carry him.
But work with me here, Claire.
Right.
If you woke up in the hospital and we didn't play a prank on you, wouldn't you imagine that you've been captured and it's like a, like just an illusion?
Yeah, and you guys are all made of slugs.
Because then you would know something was wrong and you'd be questioning. She already questions everything. So we can't not do a prank.
You know, the fact that logic actually makes sense.
What do you mean, actually?
I don't know anymore. Okay, how do we... Are you ready to go? Do you need help with the straps?
I just need to throw the ketchup packets in this. Oh. And then, yeah, we're good. Does it look good? As long as I'm facing her, we're good.
It's impressive. Thank you. What it is.
Wait, should I be missing an arm too? Like, maybe I got bitten by the shark when I was rescuing you.
Let's go see her.
I'm just kidding, guys. Let's go. Bellamy is probably freaking out right now, and we need to be there.
She's going to be so excited.
She's probably wondering why her friends are not here and they're building a prosthetic leg.
It took so long because of the leg.
Well, sorry, Bellamy. I called them. I thought they'd be, like, more excited that you were awake, but Clara seemed pretty nonchalant about the whole thing, and Todd seemed busy.
Oh.
I don't know. Things happen. Anyways, how was your sleep? Did you have any good dreams?
I had really weird dreams, actually. They were...
Really?
Out there.
Man.
I feel like you were there, though.
Oh, I love that. Like a Dorothy kind of thing. Yeah.
And now you're here. Now, so... It's good to know I have at least one friend that cares.
I mean, everybody cares about you, Bellamy. I mean, they come here every day at 4 o'clock.
I've been out for 42 days.
Uh-huh.
And it's taken them hours to get here. I feel like their life moved on.
Maybe. I mean, life moves on in 42 days, really. But maybe they're really getting gussied up because, listen, they've been working out. Claire's been doing a lot of yoga. So they might just be, like, trying to show off their good bodies to you.
Look, if they don't come in here in full Renaissance garb, then I'm just going to be upset now.
I better go make a call.
Okay. I'll be here.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too, Nighthawk.
I don't know why I said that. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Clara.
So funny story is, Bellamy wants you to be here in a full Renaissance garb. Goodbye.
Oh. Renaissance garb.
Who was that, Clara?
That was Nighthawk. She said Bellamy wants us there in full Renaissance garb. Bellamy should know I don't have a Renaissance dress, but I do have a Moonflower cosplay.
Oh.
Which is, like, way better, right?
I think that's what she would mean.
BRB, I have to go put that on. And I race to my room.
Hey, Todd, go grab the cosplay of our characters, and I guess we're playing D&D or something at the hospital with Bellamy.
Oh, I am so down. I will put on my Dungeon Master robes.
Okay, so I made the call, and they should be here pretty quickly. In fact, they seem excited about coming in Renaissance garb.
Oh, that's good.
So...
I'm just gonna nap until they get here, I think.
But Angel, fall asleep!
Why?
I don't know. One time I think I was told that, like, if you hit your head, don't go to sleep ever again. So you probably are not allowed to sleep anymore.
Did I hit my head?
I think. You're real bad.
It feels okay.
I should probably tell your doctor you're awake.
What? No.
I'll wait.
I don't think the doctor needs to know.
Yeah, well, okay. So I've recently taken up knitting. I'm extremely bad at it.
No, I'm sure you're great at it.
No, look at this. And she holds up something that does not look like anything. It just looks like strings on a needle.
It's a start. It's a good start.
So you guys can walk in on this.
Bellamy, you're awake.
Oh, hey, Moonflower.
I mean, oh, hello. It's so nice to see you awake. We came in costume just like you wanted.
I'm glad that you guys finally decided you could come visit me. That's great.
So there was a slight delay because Todd is so slow now.
I'm so sorry, Bellamy. It's so good to see you. We're awake now. To just catch you up on all the things that have changed in the last 42 days.
Todd takes a couple of steps into the hospital and you hear the sound of like a sneaker squish and then a clunk of wood, and then the sneaker squish, and then a clunk of wood,
as Todd is saying this, I look down and see that he now has a peg leg. And Bellamy's face starts to twist up and she starts ugly crying. Like huge sobs, ugly crying, can't talk.
No, no, no. Bells!
Todd, you broke her!
Bells, I've got physical therapy. I'm up and moving around. It only bleeds a little. Look, look. And I step down really hard and the ketchup packets burst.
Oh, Todd,
and they just pour out
oh my God,
and over the leg.
Todd!
Todd, no way!
Bellamy! No! No, it's Bells!
Oh God, no!
I'm gonna rush in and hug her.
I undo the belt so the leg falls off. Oh no! Wait! Wait! Oh my God! And I rip the bandages off my other leg and I pop it down. Oh my God, it's a miracle. It grew back. Look at that.
Todd,
I hate you. I hate you so much. You're terrible. No.
Look, it's a miracle, like you waking up.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
What?
I've been asleep for 42 fucking days, Todd. Todd.
So?
It's so classic of you.
I know, right? Welcome back, Bellamy. And I run and give her a hug.
Bells, how are you feeling? How are you holding up?
A little out of it. Not myself. I don't remember anything. Like, it doesn't feel like it's been very long, but Nighthawk told me it's been like 42 days. And God, everything is so fuzzy. What's been going on? How did Todd lose his leg? Like, just what happened? Everything.
Oh. Wow, that's a lot has happened.
Oh, Clara made Dole Whips.
I did make Dole Whips. You'd be very what? Proud of me. I did cooking things.
That's awesome.
And it was edible. It was very
She's
good.
She's losing the election, too.
I'm not losing the election. I'm going to win this election.
Oh, what?
I am. I'm running for mayor officially.
She's turned it into a real underdog situation.
Yeah, we're going to open up a theme park.
A theme park?
A theme park where the St. Paxton Pier is. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a theme park and there's going to be Dole Whip and everyone's going to love it. And it's just what we need after all of that crazy stuff happened.
Theme park.
It's good PR, you know. We rescued all those kids and we want to bring back to the people just a sense of community and something for them to be distracted from all the horrors that we've seen in the last couple of months.
Yeah, and what better than a family place where you can bring all those kids that we rescued?
Deep fried food, crunch.
Fried crunch.
Oh, my God. Ooh, what? I don't know about that. But anyway, that's going to be great.
That's such an excellent idea, Clara. Like,
oh, thank you.
Wow.
The crazy thing is that she's not leading with the representative government that she's actually establishing and is leading with the theme park.
I got distracted by the exciting part. So we are coming up with a representative government. There are 7 districts, and each district will have a council member that they elect, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be a place for Mr. M to have his nose, but not in the mayor's seat, right, Clara? That's what you said in your journal.
you really shouldn't be reading that.
Well, don't leave books lying around. I thought books were for reading.
Most are, not that.
Are all of y'all's journals private?
Yeah.
Nighthawk.
I gotta go. Goodbye.
Wow.
Okay, there are a lot of secrets in there.
And Nighthawk very quietly just backs out of the hospital room and closes the door.
So... we're gonna need to hide our things. things.
Yeah, maybe journals, private things. What else has happened? I turned invisible.
Oh, yeah, that was a hoot.
Wait, what?
That was cool. Turning visible ended up being a lot more challenging than I thought it would be, but...
Yeah, and I kind of died.
Wait, what?
I rescued him. It was really romantic.
Oh. Are you...
I was there too.
Todd was in the background the entire time watching us.
Of course.
Moral support.
Yeah, he did help with the CPR, to be fair.
Yeah, watch us kiss.
It happened. It finally happened.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
It was magical.
Thank you, Todd. It was. Yeah, so lots has happened.
Yeah, so you guys have been really good.
Yeah, I mean...
That's good.
Yeah, like fighting a monster to save a bunch of children, that was kind of not good. And seeing my parents' corpses, that was not good. But other than that, we've been fine.
What?
We're good now. We're fine.
You saw your parents' corpses?
Yeah. It was a bad thing that happened. There's this monster that kidnapped the children when we didn't sign the manifests, and was draining them of life, and we snuck in. I was invisible. That part was cool. And I went up these stairs, and my parents' bodies were there.
A nurse walks into the hospital room. You're awake.
Ah! This is great news! Okay, everyone, I'm gonna go get the doctor. This is great!
Yes, good plan.
We did not think there was gonna be a recovery. This is awesome.
What?
Whew! Well, past couple weeks.
And she rushes out of the hospital room.
They didn't think I was gonna recover?
Well, there was a small amount of hope. And you know how we like to put our faith in those really small odds. Turned out you just rolled a crit on waking up.
I feel like I should be comforted by that. But I'm still a little concerned.
Do you know what happened to you?
No.
How you ended up like this?
I mean, Nighthawk said that I hit my head, but I remember I was kidnapped. And, oh, God, Tess. Tess was, I mean, she'd been back at the lab because she was with me. We were both taken by the same person.
But no, she hasn't been there.
We didn't find her.
She was there with me. She was tied up in a corner of this shack or something. It was...
Oh my god. Do you know where?
No, I have no idea. I was in the shack, and then there was chanting, and there was people, and there was something licking my hand, and there was a weird, like, monster lizard thing, and then I woke up in a great... They buried me. They buried me alive, and I bursted out with water powers.
Water powers?
Yeah.
Like a fire hose?
I guess, but like from me. I called up a bunch of water and I used it to like push myself out of the ground, basically.
Wow.
And then
the doctor walks in and starts making some tests just while you're talking. So as she's talking to you, she's checking your eyes, all the good stuff that happens. These are some amazing dreams. It's actually really great that you have any kind of recollection of, like this. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And then I ran into Nighthawk, and she brought me to the asylum, actually. How did I get here?
Oh, you fell and you hit your head. And that's why they brought you here.
Oh, well, okay. That solves that mystery. So yeah, I guess I've been out since, Doc? Is that...
Wait, Bellamy, what do you mean that Nighthawk brought you to the asylum?
Nighthawk brought me to the asylum because she thought that I was spouting nonsense and acting erratically, and she was trying to do what she felt was best for me in the situation. Granted, it was not the correct thing to do because Mr. M works there, but she was trying.
I still don't understand. How did you suffer a serious head injury while you were at the asylum?
I don't remember.
You were all here. Remember, she tried to get out of the bed, but she was restrained by just her legs. And she fell and she hit her head. That's why you brought her to me.
Well, I'm just saying, how was she not taken care of so she could end up in a situation like that? It's just shoddy oversight.
I 100% agree. I'm glad you're here.
Which is why I'm glad we're in the hospital and not the asylum.
Yes.
And you know what? Doesn't Mr. M run the asylum? Maybe we should shed some light on the inconsistencies of care at the asylum as a kind of like a campaign plan.
Yes. The patient abuse.
Excellent plan.
Yes. And we should interview the workers. What? There's perhaps some interesting nurses there. Come to think of it.
Okay.
What am I interviewing them for?
There's a male nurse.
Okay, well, you're all checked out. Of course, you'll need to come back in about 2 weeks so we can check out your leg. Of course, you're still going to be in the cast. Again, you really hurt yourself there.
Well, okay, but why am I in a cast? You said I hit my head.
You broke your leg when you hit your head. Anyways, you'll have crutches. Your friends have been excellent about coming in and making sure you have all of your stretches. You should be good to go. Of course, you're going to be sore for a few weeks maybe, but, you know, get some massages, do some physical therapy. I'm prescribing you physical therapy. Do you know a good physical therapist?
Absolutely not. And I stared directly at Edward.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got this. Don't worry. I'll make sure that she's in her daily routine and we rehabilitate her.
Okay, great. Well, this is a wonderful recovery. If you need anything, this is my card. Just give me a call anytime.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Do you need some help changing, Bellamy? I don't think you want to roll out like this.
And don't worry, because I brought you your Crotch Jr. cosplay outfit. Because I didn't want you to walk out in a hospital gown. I mean, that'd be just embarrassing.
That's literally all the clothes I have.
And he pulls it out, and it's just like a ridiculous, like, loincloth, like, outfit, like, loincloth bikini.
I am so glad that you guys have not changed, and I will hobble into the bathroom and put on my loincloth outfit over top of my hospital gown so my ass is out, but I don't care.
To the house!
Your friends drove a golf cart up here, I hope.
Yeah, there's no way I was walking that distance in that thing.
And so it doesn't take much time for you guys to get back to Malsado Lago.
So are you hungry? I mean, I know they kind of fed you through tubes and stuff while you were out, but I mean, I can make you something if you want.
I think the only thing that I really want right now is like a banana strawberry smoothie.
I got you. Don't worry. here, let's just let's get you inside and get you comfortable. We'll whip up a smoothie for you, and then you know, we could talk about your you know, stretch routine and kind of working out those glutes.
We also need to talk about Nighthawk. The Nighthawks.
What do you mean?
The what?
All of them.
What? Wait.
Are you talking about the band?
No.
Because we're going on tour.
Oh, are you? Mm. Oh, that's exciting.
To where?
Hey, Nighthawk. Mm-hmm. Could you go to a store and get me the largest socks you can find? So it will fit over my cast?
I sure will, Bellamy. You're getting one big-ass pair of socks.
Awesome.
From me.
Like, pick the craziest design you can find.
Okay. Oh, did you want those right now?
Yes, please.
All right. I just feel really tired is all. I don't know why. I'll see you guys later.
Thanks, Nighthawk.
Yeah, thanks for calling us.
Thanks, Nighthawk.
I also live here, so...
Yeah, we'll see you when you come back.
All right. Bye.
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 Okay, there's more than one Nighthawk.
What?
She knows about it, but she got really upset when she ran into the other Nighthawk. So I don't want to talk about it in front of her.
Is this before you hit your head?
Yes. 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 Because when I was in the hospital where Nighthawk took me, and then I was tied down to the bed. And Mr. M came in, and he was trying to be very, very nice. And I was not having any of that. And then he sent an orderly in, and the orderly was very nice. And then took some of my straps off, and then called himself Nighthawk. But when I tried to question him, he left. And that's when I fell, because I tried to follow him.
Maybe it's just a common name here on the islands, you know, like Bob or...
No, that...
Okay, Edward, we just, like, fought a monster that was stealing babies. I mean, on the weird scale, this isn't too crazy, but, you know, hey, Bells, we'll look into it.
So, remember when Edward and I went into that sewer and... We saw Mr. M, and he, like, pulled Nighthawks out of the wall, like clay Nighthawks, and he said he was looking for the real Nighthawk, and now you're saying Mr. M was with another Nighthawk, so, like, what if...
Yeah, it's like that, but real.
Oh. Okay. I see how it is. Do you need that smoothie? Maybe I'll go get that smoothie. And I go to start to walk away.
You hear some clanging in the kitchen, and just the blender's going for much longer than it needs to go.
I better go make sure that smoothie's being made. I'll be right back, guys. Hey, so, you okay?
I would try to fake it and say, yes, I'm good, but no, I'm not good. After everything we've seen, she still doesn't believe me. What kind of a friend doesn't believe when you see all these crazy... She summoned water! Summon water! And she can't believe that we saw Mr. M in the sewer with clay Nighthawks.
No, I don't think that's what she meant. Look.
Edward, that's what she meant.
She's been asleep for like 42 days and she hurt her head and...
She meant it when she first said it and she meant it now. She doesn't believe me. She's never believed me. She didn't believe me about my parents either when I said they just fell down the stairs and I just needed somebody to believe me.
Look, I'm sorry. I'll talk to her and... I don't know. Do you need a moment? Like, do you want a smoothie? I can make you a smoothie.
That's really sweet of you.
Yeah, I could put some like protein powder in it, you know, maybe a little ginseng boost.
You're the sweetest. How about just a hug?
Absolutely.
And then let me blend the hell out of the smoothie for her.
And I give her a long, strong hug. And then I just kind of put her at arm's length and I look at her and nod and I'm going to go back over there and you just join us when you're ready, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You're the best.
So while they're gone, Bellamy, so while you were asleep, Clara kind of found her parents, and unless they fell down a staircase and into a crazy cave, some, like, really insane stuff is happening here. So, I'm not saying every crazy thing that's happening is true, but we need to proceed with caution because it's turning out that some of it is. In fact, while you were gone, you were replaced with a person made of slugs that we all thought was you, and that's how we figured out that you were missing in the first place, because we had to kill that person.
When Todd says everything is real, you have this weird sensation, like deja vu or something, and then you snap back to and listen to the rest of what he's saying.
Sorry, you killed me?
Well, it wasn't you.
Or a thing that you thought was me?
Yeah.
Yes, you killed a thing that you thought was me.
Something copied you, like doppelganger, like thinged you. Like it was crazy.
But what you're saying is that you didn't know it wasn't me.
No, we had some clues when you tried to kill everyone. Because you wouldn't do that in real life.
Look, I know that things are weird and some stuff is actually real, even though it seems like it shouldn't be. Things are weird, but I don't know what to believe. I wasn't there to see what Clara saw or what Edward saw. I know what I saw. Oh, God. Maybe you're right,
Bells,
and
I'm the science guy, and I'm having a heck of a time with this. I'm just saying, keep an open mind, because we've seen some stuff that is not right. That is really not right, and it's right up the alley with multiple Nighthawks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right, and I should extend the same courtesy to her and Edward that they extend to me in my crazy ramblings.
I think those smoothies are almost done. They look really good.
Clara, you notice that as you pour the smoothies into the glass, the liquid is kind of warm because it's been against the motor for so long. I mean, you could serve it if you want.
Yeah, I will take it out as is. And I'm just going to walk up, hold it out to her, and not say a word.
I take the smoothie and I set it down on my lap. Clara, I need to apologize to you, and also to you, Edward. I'm sorry I didn't believe you, that I'm having a hard time believing you when I fully expected you to completely believe me, even though the things that I'm saying are 110% crazy, and neither one of you questioned it. And I mean, we've known each other long enough, and I should not have doubted you, and I should have supported you and believed you when you needed it. So I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. I think we've all been through a lot. God, talking about emotions sucks, you guys. it's not just like that. I need you to believe me in general as my friend. And I feel like you didn't believe me this time. How many times in the past did you also not believe me?
I mean, I don't make a habit out of it. It's not an ongoing thing. And as far as I can remember, it's really just been this whole situation. This island is crazy and impossible, and I just haven't felt like myself, or felt like you've been yourself, or any of us have been our usual selves. It's just everything's fucked up.
Yeah, it is that.
And look, I'm not asking you to forgive me right away, or just pretend like it never happened, because that's not fair. I just wanted you both to know that I know that I've been an asshole thanks to Todd, and that I'm gonna work to be better going forward. So
yeah,
we're all on this crazy island together. We might as well make the best of it.
Yeah, so that smoothie might suck a little. Sorry.
I take a sip of the warm smoothie and grimace, but say, "That's great. Thank you."
My Dole Whip was better. Emotional smoothie. Sorry.
Fair.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to go get some burgers over at Leo's. Like old times. What do you guys say?
Oh, that sounds so good.
I could eat.
Burgers and beer?
Maybe I should change out of the moonflower getup first.
What?
No.
Why? You look great.
We definitely have to go in cosplay.
Okay. I mean, if we're all doing it, we could even, like, play a little one-shot while we're there if we wanted. We haven't played in so long.
It's been a while since we've all been together, so that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah. Just unwind.
Todd, you got anything in the chamber?
Yeah, are you kidding? I've had enough nightmare stuff happening here. I've got content for days.
Hopefully not based too much in reality.
Nope, not at all.
Thank goodness.
Hey, oh, Bellamy, I'm so happy to see you.
Hey, Leo. How's it going?
Oh, it's been so great.
He seats you at your regular booth, pulls up a chair, turns it around backwards, and sits down.
Guys, I am in love.
Oh.
You're in love.
Do tell.
Who's the lucky person?
He leans across the table and opens up the blinds, and he goes,
"Look at him." Oh. Yeah, her name's Daisy. She runs the frozen yogurt shop across the way.
Oh, I've heard her yogurt's really good.
I've heard it's to die for. Oh, I haven't had the courage to go over there yet, but...
Oh, Leo.
You want me to get you some and bring it over here?
Oh, please don't do that so bad. Yes.
Well, why don't you just go over there? I mean, I'll keep an eye on the restaurant.
Oh, you should do it, Leo.
Do it.
Seize the moment.
You only get one life. Don't waste it.
Okay.
Well, how about this? We could all go over with you if you need some, you know, emotional support.
No, thank you. You all look like idiots. You stay here and I'll be right back.
I think you mean we look awesome, but okay.
Hey, can you just get me a yogurt while you're over there?
Yeah, of course. What do you want? What kind of flavor? You know what? It'll be a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, unless they have crab flavor, then. I mean, obviously.
Oh, Edward.
No one fucking makes that. Goodbye.
Oh, damn.
Leo.
Leo's getting spicy lately.
Got a little sassy.
Well, it's been a while since I've worked for Leo, but I mean, I could whip up some burgers. What do you guys want?
I mean, I'm starving, so anything sounds good.
I don't remember what's on the menu.
What?
Cheese fries is what I want, but I also want your socks.
Here you go.
Okay, so blasphemous burgers for everybody.
Yes. That's a classic.
Yes.
And
let's take it back.
I feel like nobody's listening, and no one's excited that I brought socks.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you brought socks.
Okay.
Do you want a burger?
How did you know we were here?
Come on.
I followed you.
How is it not obvious that this is where we would go?
Yeah, it's true.
You gotta give Nighthawk a little bit of credit.
Also, Knock Your Socks is like right down the way.
Knock Your Socks?
There's a socks shop?
Yeah.
How do I miss these things?
Oh, they have the best socks. Anything that you could possibly want. Business casual, low profile, no show. The ones that that ladies love, but they can't keep together because they're so small and tiny for their little flats.
Yes.
I feel like this isn't a sustainable business model, like a store that only sells socks.
But look at these. And she holds out these huge clown socks. I got these just for Bellamy. They have clowns on them to cheer her up.
I love clowns.
Those are hideous.
Thank you. These are great.
That doesn't terrify me at all.
I appreciate it very much.
Yes, it does.
It does so much.
Leo walks back in.
We all look at him expectantly.
And he has like 5 ice cream cones in his hands.
Leo?
I didn't know what to say, but everyone now has pistachio ice cream.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Thank you. That sounds delicious.
But how do you turn pistachios into ice cream?
I don't know. I don't even like pistachio. I think I might be allergic.
Oh.
Well, don't eat it.
Oh, dab a little on your arm.
Oh. Are you feeling okay? I don't think he's breathing.
Leo?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Just a little cold on my throat.
Did you talk to her? Did you introduce yourself?
I told her, hello. 5 pistachio ice creams, please. Yes, keep change. And then I left. It was a disaster, guys, a disaster.
Well, sometimes relationships start slow, and that's okay.
Leo, may I suggest, look at these socks. How would these not be a great conversation starter?
Unless she's also afraid of clowns.
Those are mine.
It doesn't have to be the clown ones, but just, you know, just think, what would Leo wear?
The way to her heart might be through her feet?
No, I'm just trying to think of ways that she could engage you in conversation, since you have trouble engaging her in conversation.
Oh, that's actually really good advice.
The way to her heart is through my feet.
Exactly.
I don't know if Todd should be giving advice about talking to women.
You should always jump in feet first.
Wow.
Todd.
Bellamy, could I borrow these?
Yep. Absolutely.
Wait, Leo, no. Please don't put on these socks to...
Get different socks. Okay, can you guys hold down the fort? I'll be back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Where are you going?
Knock Your Socks up. Obviously, it's the only place to get socks in St. Paxton.
Does everybody know about the sock stores except for us?
Why have we not gone shopping, you guys?
How have you been getting your socks? You've been living here for months.
Hello? I reach into my bag and pull out a couple pair.
Why do you have socks?
You don't? See, you just needed socks. I already had them.
Those are really dingy. I'm going to go down and knock your socks off. I'm going to get some socks. I'm going to put the socks on, and then I'm going to knock her socks off.
Oh, good one.
Well played, sir.
I get the name now. Yeah, that makes sense. It's a pretty clever name. Yeah.
Edward, you're in the back making tacos and burgers, I guess. I don't know.
So I'm just like flipping patties and dressing buns and just doing my thing. And man, this is nice, guys. Like, the gang's back together, and I don't know, it just feels right.
Yeah, it's nice to have Bill's back. Just feels right.
Still missing Darius, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish I knew where he went.
Bellamy, you have feelings about Darius that you're like, yeah, you're missing Darius, but then you kind of feel like, wait, didn't we have a really bad fight the last time that we were together, just you and him? So you don't have to express that, but that's kind of the last feeling that you have associated with Darius, is you guys definitely had some kind of a big fight.
My face will change for less reminiscing and more of a confused, scrunched up face.
Edward arrives with the burgers.
Oh, those look delicious.
Are you okay, Bellamy? Are you feeling okay? You got a headache or something?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Just, it's a lot. I mean, I just woke up and we're out and stuff. That's all.
Yeah.
It probably still recovering.
Yeah.
It was a miracle after all. I wink.
I still can't believe they didn't expect me to make it.
You were out for a long time.
You watch as Leo walks down the street in a pair of dashing socks and walks confidently into the frozen yogurt and ice cream shop.
I wonder if he's going back the same damn day.
I know.
After ordering 5 pistachio ice creams.
I didn't have enough fucking ice cream before.
I need more.
Excuse me, ma'am. 5 more pistachio ice creams, please.
As he like tries to put his leg up on the counter.
He's Captain Morganing it.
That's what I'm trying to envision. Like, is he wearing pants and shoes? So he has to kind of like hike up his pant leg a little to show the socks.
The socks just go over the pants.
Yeah. Like, how is he displaying these socks?
Leo only ever wears board shorts. That's it. He's wearing shorts. Yeah. Shorts and flip flops. So what he's done is he's put socks on with his flip flops.
Oh, no.
And 100%, I'm letting you guys help out here, but he completely tries to Captain Morgan this.
Oh.
Nice.
To make his order.
I am like staring out the window, munching on my burger as I watch intently from across the street.
Mistakes have been made.
This is exactly what I would do.
I mean, she might be into it.
Well, if she is, they were definitely made for each other.
Does it look like it is spurring conversation between the two of them?
Yes.
Good conversation?
She is pointing at his leg on the counter, and he very slowly lifts it up and takes it off of the counter.
Oh, no.
And then does a big wave. Ah-ha-ha, yes. And then you see her start scooping cone after cone after cone. And he walks out with 5 strawberry ice creams.
I immediately turn back as if I wasn't looking out the window and I'm just eating my burger.
You notice that as he's crossing the street, he has a small piece of paper in his mouth. He walks in the door.
So?
It worked!
Yes!
I bought these tiny little sushi socks and it worked! She loves sushi. We're gonna go out and have sushi. She gave me her number and I was so happy I bought 5 more ice creams. Does anyone want ice cream?
Hell yeah!
I mean, sure!
It's strawberry this time. I could tell none of you were in the pistachio mood.
Oh, I like the pistachio.
Yeah, strawberry's better.
But it's fine. Todd, that was some solid advice.
You sound surprised again.
No,
a little bit.
I think it's, you know.
Could lightning strike so many times in a row?
Lightning strikes. The street lights of Main Street all flicker out, and it goes dark everywhere.
Whoa.
The inside of the ice cream shop stays illuminated, and you watch as Miss Daisy scoops out some ice cream, moves things around, and just waves at you from across the street. And then all of the lights flick back on, and she looks up as though something weird has happened here. And then you see her as she's pulled down behind the counter. And that's where we're going to call it.
You cannot give Leo a love and take her away immediately.
I didn't. I gave him sushi socks.
And a phone number for the love of his life.
I like how I like derailed it in the beginning and then like re-railed it in the end.
Don't give your socks that much credit.
This episode was edited by Rob Anderson, the musician who made The Promenade, our opening and closing theme for season 2 of Welcome to St. Paxton. Find him on Twitter at @PotentiallyRob. This episode was produced by Hiroshi, and you can find him at @MaybeHiroshi. You can find the rest of the crew on Twitter as well. V is at @TypicalVeronica. Mike is at @OneGamingLane. Fred is at @IThinkI'mFred. Steph is at @StarlitFirefly. And you can find me at @DefinitelyStacy. As always, you can follow the show at CAF Podcast and find a permanent link to the Discord in our bio. The podcast art was created by Evan Mitchell. You can find out more about their ventures on the podcast For Whom the Dice Roll. Want to take a look at the clues, information, or photos the cast has stumbled upon during the recording? Head on over to our website at www.cafpodcast.com. and click on the link labeled The Show at the top of the screen. If you want to help support the show, please share us with your friends on your preferred social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also back us on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/CAFpodcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, you should check out some of the other Geeklying shows, such as Greetings Adventurers, Brute Force, or Dear Internet.
Supporting your favorite content can happen in many ways. Sending thanks, sharing with your friends, and spreading the word. And for some, they choose to donate their hard-earned money as a thank you. We have been blessed by so many people who have chosen to do all of these things, and we want to thank you all, especially our fine patrons like Megan Tolentino. Megan's and all of our patron support motivates us to keep making more, hopefully, great content. So thank you for all you've done for the show, and we look forward to providing more and more enjoyment for you.